Right before Christmas, there was a little bit of a kerfuffle in Superior. Superior Mayor Bruce Hagan made some controversial comments on his personal Facebook page, and some folks felt that he was being anti-Muslim, and there was a lot of protests and a lot of folks were angry. One of the angry voices that we might have expected that we didn't hear was that of Ibrahim Al-Quda, who is the president of the Islamic Center of the Twin Ports. And Abe joins us on the phone this morning to talk with us about it a little bit. Hey, Abe, good morning.
Well, good morning, Lisa.
So you weren't among the angry voices at the time that the mayor's comment became public. And that might, to some people, be kind of a surprise. But anger's not really your thing in this context. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you're correct, Lisa. Not at all. It wasn't anger. It was, what happened was, just we saw, even, I mean, speaking on behalf of the Muslim community here locally, we saw that the controversy that happened and because of those remarks. We thought the best thing to do to handle the situation, just based on our values, really, is just have the open dialogue. And we extended an invitation to the mayor and the city councilors. And we say, let's just break bread and just spend some time, just get to know each other. And I think it worked, Lisa. That's the good news. I really think it worked.
Well, tell us about that a little bit. Now, there was a story in the paper, and the local media covered it last Saturday. There was a nice big dinner at the potluck dinner at the Islamic Center. And, of course, lots of pictures came out of everybody smiling and having a good time. Behind the scenes, was everybody really smiling and having a good time?
Yeah, absolutely, Lisa, absolutely. Everybody was happy. Those smiles that you saw on TV, in the papers, they were really genuine smiles. And you know what happened was really crazy. I mean, people got together, and I personally just took the mic and just made an announcement, and there was a lot of people in the room. We were anticipating about 100 people for a turnout, and then it turned out to be like close to 200, which was really beautiful. I mean, that was a wonderful thing to see, really. So I took the mic and I said, everybody just relax. This is a social dinner. This is a social gathering. Just to get together and just break bread and enjoy our time over dinner and just enjoy a meal. So no political, no religious. We don't want this to be anything like that. So everybody kind of like, oof, this is good. It's really just dinner.
Yeah. Well, yeah, now we can concentrate on why we came, which is to eat.
Yes, and then really, and at that point, like everybody was like, oh, we're here. Really, we're just here for dinner. So we sat down, we started chit-chatting, and things just went in a very positive route. All the conversations, people just realized that, you know, this is true. This is just a dinner. And then they got to meet people, and then, hey, where are you from? You know, that's the kind of conversations that happened in that dinner. So it was great. I think it was very good.
So going forward, what are you hoping that's going to come of this? At any point during the dinner, did you or the mayor or anybody say to each other, you know, we should get together and we should kind of talk about this some more? Or where do we go? Where do you go from here?
Hey, you know what? That's why I told you, Lisa, I told you it worked, because I've seen a lot of positive outcomes from that gathering, from that dinner, really. One thing is that, yes, we did discuss, me and the mayor, we actually talked about, like, what can we do, actually? What is it that we can do to improve things and make sure that whatever happened wouldn't happen again in the future? And then, yes, we did not really discuss any specifics, but for instance, the mayor and his wife are interested in coming back to the ICTP and bringing a dish with. And I told them, I have a better idea. And my idea is that, no, let's do a cooking competition. All of us, you know. And then what we can do. So, you know, that's the kind of impact that we should do as a community, really. You know, let's just break bread. Let's just realize, even nationwide, I mean, let's just set the bar high from our Duluth and Superior area, our Twin Ports. Let's set the bar really high to the rest of the nation and say, you know what, guys? We're not that different after all.
Do you think, what do you, all right, I'm struggling to frame a question here. here are some options for how people can get to know each other better. One, serious conversation. Two, food. Three, laughing. What do you think is the best way?
Can I pick all of them?
Yeah, you can.
Does it have to be?
Yeah.
I would say all of them. You know what, Lisa? Here's the thing, and this is really my personal belief. We're humans. We share a lot of most things, literally, we have in common. And I told that lady, Danielle, on the Wisconsin Public Radio, an interview, and I told her this is. She asked me about being a Muslim. What kind of identity is this? What is that? What kind of paintbrush do we use to, you know, to make you as a Muslim? And I'm like, no, this is completely, that's not how we should really perceive things or look at things or, you know. Here's the thing. Like, as a Muslim, as a non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. When you're shivering, I'm going to give you my coat. When you need your sidewalk shoveled, I'm going to do that. Not because I'm a Muslim. Not because, just because we're humans. And these are the common values. And that's the big umbrella for laughing together, dining together, eating together, talking openly to each other. And that covers everything. We're humans, after all. We're not that different. Maybe you pick a certain faith, I pick a different faith. It doesn't mean a whole lot.
Abe, are you expecting additional people or maybe more people to come to the dinner again this coming Saturday?
Yes, and I've been already contacted about that one. The next month, that's what you're referring to. Yes,
oh, okay.
People have been contacting me. I'm like, hey, we would like to come and visit. Yes, absolutely. The doors are open. I'm not going to guarantee you a whole lot of media coverage like the last one, but I can guarantee you a good meal.
Well, people come for food, not for the media, for heaven's sake.
Absolutely not.
Abe,
it was just a joke. And here's the thing. It's like, please, just from this venue, like, hey, our doors are open. Please come and visit us.
Well, Abe, we'll make sure that we include a link to the ICTP's website so folks can find out when the next dinner is and maybe show up with a dish. And let's hope that you get the information on this upcoming cooking competition posted, too, because people are going to want to go to the mat on that one, I'm pretty sure.
Not. Bring it on, right?
All right, Abe, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Have a good morning.
Ibrahim Al-Kuda is the president of the ICTP, the Islamic Center of the Twin Ports, and he joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.